Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Lola with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, specialised detection dogs have found fire ant nests at 5 Queensland mine sites. The invasive species was discovered in Bowen Basin, located in central Queensland. The discovery, announced on Tuesday, just comes 6 weeks after the pest was found outside the southeast corner in Broadmeadow Mine near Moranbah. The National Fire Ant Eradication Program says the ants arrived in pallets of bricks that were stored in soil and transported more than 800 kilometres from southeast Queensland.
Gold Coast Council fast-tracked development plan faces community backlash. A controversial decision by the Gold Coast City to grant a small group of officials the authority to approve major development projects has ignited community concern and sparked accusations of sidelining democracy. The new measure allows Mayor Tom Tate, Deputy Mayor Mark Hamill, Chief Executive Tim Baker, and a senior planning official to greenlight projects exceeding $30 million when council is in recess. The move has drawn criticism from residents who fear it would diminish public consultation and favour developers.
In national news, Victorian Health Services are cancelling appointments and rejecting funding due to old buildings and lacking infrastructure. Dilapidated buildings are preventing community health organisations in Victoria from expanding their services. A new report from Infrastructure Victoria shows community health organisations just receive 0.3% of their $2 billion of the Victorian government spending on health infrastructure annually. Infrastructure Victoria has called on both state and federal governments to better their fund community health.
The dominant left faction of the Tasmanian Labour Party is meeting this morning to discuss potential new leadership. This comes after the party brought a motion of no confidence in Premier Jeremy Rockliffe and confidence in Labour leader Dean Winter last night. The party failed to convince a single crossbencher and the motion was defeated 24-10. A Labour MP has told the NBC this morning that Josh Willey and Ella Haddad have been considering nominating.
In international news, with the permission of Israel, Indonesia has airdropped 18 tons of aid into Gaza. After mounting desperation in Gaza, the Indonesian government has sent necessities including blankets, staple foods, ready-to-eat meals and medicine. Frega Wenes Inkrawan, the Indonesian Ministry of Defence, has marked the drop as a historic milestone, which serves as a special gift. Pugo Julianto, the Indonesian Air Force's mission commander, says that the celebrations of Indonesian Independence Day aren't just about the ceremonies, but concrete humanitarian actions to ease the burden on their brothers and sisters in Gaza.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with showers throughout the day. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with the expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.